This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't know if you saw this morning. It was kind of amazing. The governor of Vermont, Peter Shumlin, gave his State of the State speech yesterday and spent all 34 minutes of it on a single topic: the heroin epidemic in his state. Heroin overdoses in Vermont have doubled in the past year, and Shumlin is pressing to increase the state budget for treatment facilities instead of more expensive prisons. Heroin use, in fact, is on the rise in rural and suburban counties all over the country, which brings with it costs both economic and social, as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
In the latest federal survey of drug use, the number of people who used heroin recently nearly doubled to 335,000 in the last 5 years. At the same time, the use of prescription opiates like Oxycontin and Vicodin have also risen. Prescription overdose is now the leading cause of death in at least 29 states, far larger than heroin.
That's a dramatic change over the last decade, and that is reflected by the huge increase in prescriptions that are written for these drugs.
Jeff Levy is executive director at Trust for America's Health. In response to the rise in prescription overdoses, the federal government and the medical community restricted access to prescription opiates. A secondary effect of that restriction is that
many people have been turning to more accessible and less expensive approaches, including heroin.
Dr. Christopher Jones heads the prescription drug overdose team at the CDC. His research found that many heroin users started on other opiates.
When you ask those people to report which drug did they use first, about 77% of the time they say they used opioid analgesics prior to initiating heroin.
The cost of the rise in heroin use is paid in a number of ways. Incarceration rates go up, crime increases, which leads to higher law enforcement costs, and ultimately, there's the human cost.
I think about the families that are broken apart by this and the things that could have been.
Andrew Golub teaches sociology at the University of Vermont. He says there's no single solution to solving the problem of addiction. Each case is different. According to the latest data available, heroin-related deaths are up to just over 3,000. Still, five times as many people died from prescription opioids. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.